The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Cara Darmody, the 14-year-old disability rights campaigner, met the HSE CEO Bernard Gloucester this afternoon. She had previously conducted a 50-hour protest outside Leinster House to protest the assessment of needs crisis that has more than 15,000 children on waiting lists. Having heard nothing since the protest, Cara took matters into her own hands and she joins us now. Cara, good afternoon.
Lovely to talk to you once again.
And you, Cara, you spent an hour with the HSE chief executive, as I understand it. Where did you get with him?
I suppose the meeting today was an absolute huge success, and the brawl in the HSE hall, as I called it, is officially over. And look, I told him today that the HSE are breaking the law and that they can't hide from that and that they shouldn't try to hide from that, and that he has to act urgently to stop breaking the law. And I suppose it was a massive success today because I went in there with one main aim, which was to get the HSE CEO to basically score the country for more psychologists and therapist capacity and to finally get a handle on the assessment and needs crisis.
Okay, now, just go back for a second, Cara. It's a very stinging assertion to suggest that they are willfully breaking the law. What is it that you were suggesting that they are not delivering that they should?
I basically told them that the HSE are breaking the law by not assessing children within 6 months of the legal application. And I told them that they needed to start searching for more psychologists all around the country, because it just, what they're doing right now just simply isn't enough. And he agreed with me, and he has now agreed that he's going to, at the start of September, that he's now going to start a new campaign directly to look for more psychologists.
Now, you've been campaigning on this front for some time. Do you believe that this is a significant breakthrough more than you have had before?
Yes, I think that today was a massive, massive success, because once again, I have made more progress on this issue, and that it's so amazing that he's going with my idea to search the country for the therapist to do assessments and needs. But now he's got to deliver that big time, and now I expect him to stick to the promises that he's made today. And I'm very, very happy with how the meeting went overall.
And just to clarify, when you say assessment of needs, this is psychological needs, educational needs. What's the nature of the assessments that this covers in respect to the 15,000 children?
It's everything to do with assessment of needs and therapies and services, and that these children are being left to rot, and that it's just not right. And I brought that up in the meeting, and I just said, and he agreed with me 100%, which is why today was a big success. And that he's going to launch a huge proper national recruitment campaign in September, and he's agreed to do that, and I'm very, very happy with that. And that I suppose then that will be put out to the national media to ensure the best chance of success, and that it's officially time to find the therapist and psychologist and to stop making excuses once and for all.
Cara, thank you very much for your time this afternoon. That's Cara Darmody, 14-year-old disability rights campaigner, fresh from that meeting with the HSE chief executive, Bernard Gloucester.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.